AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As the hunt for answers continues in Turkey following the assassination of the Russian ambassador, there's word from Moscow that Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be taking the lead in trying to hammer out a peace agreement in Syria. That's something that's welcomed by the U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
If the discussions that they had in Moscow can lead to real practical effects, that's all to the good. That's for the betterment of the Syrian people and regional stability, and we would welcome that.
Our Elena Bekatoris is in Ankara, where she has more on the relationship between Russia and Turkey.
Both Russia and Turkey have vowed that this will not derail warming ties of late. Russia and Turkey have had very serious diplomatic spats in the past, not only over differing views of Syria. They have both vowed that this is not going to derail a recent improvement in ties.
There was a somber memorial today in Berlin for victims of yesterday's truck attack at a church near the site of the Christmas market. As officials in Germany investigate that attack, President Obama has reached out to German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Aides say the president telephoned Merkel from Hawaii to offer condolences for those killed in the attack and to offer any and all U.S. assistance. We're told Obama underscored to Merkel that no attack can sway America's determination, along with its allies in Germany, to defeat terrorism in all of its forms.
In the latest developments, a man who had been questioned by police has now been released because there's not enough evidence to tie him to the attack. In New York, the search warrant used to look at a batch of Hillary Clinton's emails late in the presidential campaign has been unsealed.
In requesting the search warrant, an FBI agent, whose name is redacted, says there would be a grave danger to national security if classified email from Hillary Clinton were found on former Congressman Anthony Weiner's computer. None was found, and publication of the search warrant shed no new light on the case.
That's EAP's Warren Levinson. This is AP Radio News. Questions are being raised about whether the Trump family is trying to sell access to the president-elect. Eric Trump reportedly recently tried auctioning a coffee date with his sister Ivanka for charity. In another, Eric and his brother Donald Jr. are named as part of a venture that offered the chance to rub elbows with their father. The Trump family has distanced itself from both of those ventures. There's a new class getting ready to enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've seen all good people turn their heads.
Yes, are headed for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after being nominated twice before. Joan Baez, Journey, Electric Light Orchestra, Tupac Shakur, and Pearl Jam will be inducted after their first times on the ballot. Journey won the fan vote. Nile Rodgers will get an award for musical excellence. His band Chic has been nominated 11 times. The Rock Hall inductions will be April 7th in New York. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is flirting with 20,000, up about 90 points as we head into the close. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.